of talking about Savage and the end of the game, please?
You know, we put him in there in the fourth quarter, and, you know, he's been getting better every week, every day in practice. We put him in, you know, a few two-minute situations in practice, but not nearly as many as, obviously, Ryan and Case, and I think he's probably a little bit behind there, but again, you know, at the end of the day there, he led us on a nice little drive, and, you know, like I just told the team, preseason or no preseason, it's always good to win. Especially against a really good football team. So it was good for that unit there on offense to finish it off like that.
Bill, could you talk about the defense against Peyton in the final couple of minutes of the first half?
Yeah, it just wasn't we've got to go back and fix that, Mark. That was not good situational football, and I would not put that all on the defense. That was a combination of offensively not being able to get a first down, three and out, I think, on both drives. First drive, we couldn't even get it to the two-minute warning on the first play. We had to run two plays before we got it to the two-minute warning. So we have to really improve there because, with the exception of those 2 minutes, you know, we played a decent football game overall. And you know, there's a lot of things to clean up, but I thought we fought and competed. And those things, those situational moments there, we have to get a lot better at over the next couple of weeks.
What did it mean to get Cushy and Andre back?
It's big, you know. It's big, John. Anytime you get two of your top players back, that means a lot to our team. Two guys that really mean a lot to the city of Houston. And it was great to have him in there. I know Andre touched the ball a couple times. Probably is obviously going to touch it a lot more than that. And Cushing went in there, and I thought from what I saw, played tough and played aggressive, and it was good to see him back out there.
You had Brandon Brooks playing a lot of snaps today. Was that just kind of to catch him up?
Well, we felt like he practiced pretty well, and we felt, you know, he passed the conditioning test last week, which was good to see. He went out there and he ran 16 gassers, and he did it in the allotted time, and so we felt like he had stayed in decent shape, and so we want to play him and get him in there. He's played a lot of good football for this team, and so it was the plan to try to play him a lot tonight. Say that again. Yeah, I don't know. I have to go back and see that. You know, the referees do a great job. The officials do a great job. They call what they see, and you know, I'm sure we'll learn from all our mistakes.
What if they did the week of work have an effect on your approach to the game?
You know, the week was a good week. We competed well against each other. Coach Fox is a great guy to work with. I thought both teams really competed, and we got a lot out of the week. It didn't really affect the game plan. Maybe both of us did a little bit of something that maybe we hadn't done in practice, but I would say overall we both played, you know, pretty vanilla and just competed well.
When you play
with yes, they look like they both played well.
When you evaluate, you know, what are you going to be looking specifically for with Cushing?
Well, you know, again, I think one of the things I'll look for with all the linebackers is just proper fits, alignment, how they're reading the blocking scheme, and it's not just one versus the other. With Brian, you know, I've already seen him a lot in practice this week, and he's moving well. He's got confidence in his in his legs, and that's a good thing. And so we'll just continue to look for that on film. But I talk to those guys a lot, John. You know, I ask them how they're feeling, and Brian's a guy that straight up guy, and he tells me every day he's getting better and better, which is good to hear.
Savage has had more poise than a lot of rookie quarterbacks.
Savage is a poised guy. You know, that was something that really stood out to us before the draft, that he was a guy that was honest. He was up front. He looked like a guy that had a calmness to him, and I think you saw that tonight. You know, sometimes you want those guys to be a little bit more fiery at times, but overall he's come in and not let the nerves get to him, and he's improved every day, like I've said, and hopefully he continues to get better.
Do you think that's because he spent so much time moving, learning different systems, and he's more mature?
I think he's learned a lot. I believe in his own words, when we talked to him before the draft, he talked about you know growing up, and he made some mistakes, you know, and He felt like he was better off for the learning experience that he went through, and I think that's something that impressed both myself and George Gotze and Rick Smith. You know, that he was a guy that was straight up about those things, and he's come in here and he's worked really hard. He's worked extremely hard, and like all the rookies, he's, you know, kept his mouth shut and tried to learn and tried to get better every day.
What do you expect to have the cuts made?
The cuts. Okay, so the 75 cut is sometime around Sunday, and then the 53 cut is next week sometime. What do you want me to give you, like an exact time and day and all that? No, I'm not. No, I won't be able to give you to the minute.
You see, the football junkie, you said before when you were looking at, going around looking at quarterbacks, you want a guy that eats, sleeps, and drinks football. Is he that guy?
All three of these guys, Ryan, Case, and Tom, work extremely hard. They are all three football junkies. They all three of them are in there early. They're meeting on their own. The other night we gave them the night off, and I know Ryan sat in there and met for a while with those guys, and they watch tape on their own. They come in, you know, 6 in the morning, watch tape on their own. They stay late after practice. They stay after practice on the field and throw, all of them. So, you know, as far as that goes, you can't ask for more. For as far as what they're doing and how they're trying to prepare. Say that again, Tanya. Well, I think you learned. I mean, in the draft process, you get to know them a little bit. You really do. But I don't think you really get to know them until you're meeting with them every day and you're around them all the time. So I'm learning something new about all these guys. You know, I've been around these guys now for a while, but. Been around them in true competition now for only the last 3 games. And, you know, so I learn a lot about everybody every time we go out. They're all competitive, Tanya. I don't think any of them, I would say anything different about any of them when it comes to the competition. I think they're all three really good teammates. They communicate well. They support each other, which is pretty cool to see. They compete against each other on the field. You know, they all want to do well. They all want to, you know, win the number 2 job or win the number 1 job. You know, they're all competitors. They all work very hard. But off the field, they seem to fit well together in the meeting room. And I think a lot of that has to do with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, he's a really good person, good teammate, works extremely hard. He's taking a leadership role on this team, and I think that helps the whole room. You know, I thought he did some decent things. We moved the ball, probably not the way that he wanted to. You know, we didn't finish with a touchdown there. But I think he did some good things. You know, I think he's a guy that just he really wants to be good. He works hard to be good, and it's fun to coach a guy like that. And I saw, just like with all the players out there, some good and some not so good. But I think he's improving also.
How much of a chance is it to carry 3 quarterbacks?
Oh, there's a good chance that we would carry 3. Yeah, there's a good chance for that.